consumers rely on. Nevadans look forward to your response. Paid for by American Commitment.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So Brittany Griner gets 9 years in the slammer, and that's tough time in Russia. The president says that he's going to do everything in his power to get her out, but so far his efforts have come up a little short. We're going to get a chance to talk about that and a whole lot more. A lot of news of the day stuff going on with Niger Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality. We'll talk with him about that and a whole lot more. Plus, the big red wave that is coming our way. Is it possible? Is it possible we could take control of the House, the Senate, and maybe, just maybe, with an eye towards taking the presidency in 24. Is it possible? Niger Innes will join us. We'll get a chance to visit with him and talk about the issues of the day. It's all coming up as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, you're listening to AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. China is conducting military exercises in the Taiwan Strait in the wake of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the island nation claimed by the mainland. Frank Gaffney, president of the Center for Security Policy, tells Tom Tradup of SRN News this is worrisome.
The Taiwanese are, I think, correctly describing it as an invasion because these exercises are now taking place inside their so-called exclusive economic zone.
There used to be a thing called international waters. We were told, don't cross my line of death. That seems to have gone the way of all flesh now.
Well, selectively. It's still the case that the line of death is not to be tampered with if you're going towards China.
Gaffney adds any potential blockade of the area by China would endanger shipments of Taiwanese microchips, further crippling America's economy. National Guard soldiers rushed to distribute bottled water to flood-ravaged eastern Kentucky as forecasters warned of more rain coming to the region. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the number of people killed remains at 37.
We still believe the number will go up, but every day that passes makes it more likely that it won't go up by as much.
In Russia, WNBA basketball star Brittany Griner has been sentenced to 9 years in prison for drug possession and smuggling. Deputy Chief of the U.S. Mission in Moscow, Elizabeth Rood, says the Biden administration vows to get Brittany Griner back to the U.S.
President Biden's national security team and the entire American government remain committed to bringing Ms. Griner home safely to her family, friends, and loved ones.
Griner also was fined ₹1 million, about $16,700. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 85 points, but the NASDAQ rose 52, the S&P declined 3. More at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has his hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Well, trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting right next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It drove me nuts. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids can super serve you at both locations. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Silver State has applied for $38 million in federal funding in its efforts to grow its charging network for electric vehicles. The request for 5 years of federal funding needs the approval of the U.S. Joint Office of Energy and Transportation. The first part of the plan, developed by NDOT, would build out charging stations within 50 miles of each other along major highways like Interstate 15, the 215, and Interstate 80. Well, EVs make up just 2% of the vehicles on the roads right now. That percentage is expected to increase to 7% by 2032. Well, the North Las Vegas City Council agreed with its city clerk, rejecting a petition to put a rent control measure on the November ballot. The clerk's office has earlier ruled that the petition didn't have enough signatures to qualify. Culinary Union 226, which launched that initiative, disagreed, asking the council to put that measure on the ballot. Union officials say they'll now see the city in court. And that settlement between Las Vegas and the developer involving the Badlands Golf Course fell apart. We'll talk about that next hour.
CQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And we're still seeing a lot of congestion on Interstate 15 in the resort area. Looks like you're averaging about 40 miles per hour through there. And those HOV lanes, they're closed on the 15. Both directions, that's between Warm Springs and Tropicana.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour three of Live and Local. Good to have you with us, and it's always good to have him on because I have so much fun with him. He is Niger Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, and a national spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality. He joins us. Niger, how you been, my friend?
Doing terrific, buddy. How are you?
Just trying to dodge the raindrops. We had rain earlier, and just trying to stay out of the rain, I think, is the best thing.
That's okay, man. When we get rain, we send it directly to Lake Mead.
There you go.
And the other good benefit of it, my friend, is that I think we are about 10 degrees cooler than we normally would be.
And by the way, it snuck up on me, but you're aware that we are just about a couple of hours away from the National Football League season beginning with the Hall of Fame game and our Raiders. Can you believe that?
I am so excited. I cannot wait. It's going to be a splendid season. Derek Carr has his roommate from college.
Yeah.
I think as his wide receiver. Stolen from Aaron Rodgers from the Packers. I think we're going to have a splendid year and probably the best division in football, which is the AFC West.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Hey, I've got to ask you, Brittany Griner gets 9 years in the slammer, and a Russian prison is nowhere that you want to spend the next 9 years. Can you talk a little bit about what happened? How did this get out of control like this?
Well, I think it's the fact that we are in a de facto proxy war with Russia right now, and Brittany Griner is a high profile casualty of war, and it is a disgrace, but not completely unexpected. Obviously, the proxy war that I speak of is the battle in Ukraine between Ukraine and Russia or Ukraine and separatist forces loyal to Russia. And, you know, we have pumped in, my God, it seems like $1 trillion. Certainly between us and our allies, we've given over $1 trillion to the Ukraine and to the Zelensky government to fight this war. And Russia's striking back. You know, it's unfair. It's a disgrace that this poor lady, Brittany Griner, is being treated this way. I understand that her guards in prison like her a great deal and are trying to treat her as decently as possible, but there's severe limitations on that. And I think she's just a unfortunately, a small chess piece in a much larger chess game, which is a de facto neo-Cold War.
Let me just ask you, though, because I've had a lot of people say, why doesn't Biden just pick up the phone and man-to-man say, Vladimir, I need you to release this woman. We're going to give you this package of really bad people that we'll release from our prisons and send them back to you. Why can't he just make it happen? Well, what is so difficult about closing this deal?
Well, the problem is when you go about demonizing Putin and you go about saying that you might even get into a hot war, which Biden has flirted with a couple of times, not just with Putin and Russia, but with China as well. And it's okay to talk tough when you've got something to back it up with. But when you're backing it up with the current situation that we've got in our defense force, I don't know how wise it is. And I think Putin is just playing us. I think Putin knows that we've got a government that is not 100% as strong as the last government was, not as formidable as the last administration was. And I think he's just playing us as hard as he can and as long as he can.
Let me ask you, Anthony Blinken says they've offered a deal, but they just haven't been able to close it. Is this a Biden versus Putin thing, or is this government to government? I mean, does it even get to the Putin level? I mean, can a phone call settle the thing?
I think a phone call could do a great deal to help, and I do think it's a Biden-Putin thing. I do not think it's government to government. I think if it was government to government, this situation would have been resolved a long time ago. But I think Putin holds a grudge against the Biden administration and our role in fighting this proxy war in Ukraine. And I think poor Brittany Griner is the casualty of war for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to ask you, we talked earlier in the week about the killing of the number one Al-Qaeda guy and with Hellfire missiles and all kinds of other stuff. I know that Biden would like to talk about anything but inflation, and he'd love to talk about successes overseas. Is this something that will help him well, at least continue in the race? I mean, everybody's talking now about it. He's not going to run. Do you think it will help him?
I think there's no question it's going to help him. I mean, it's no question that Obama got a bump, might have even preserved his reelection by killing Osama bin Laden, which was long overdue, but finally done under his administration. And I think that President Biden and his allies in the establishment media are going to give him a victory on this. I also think, you know, look, I'm very giddy, and I was very optimistic about us having a big red wave. But there are some things that have gone cut against our direction. I think the canary in the coal mine could very well be this vote in Kansas, this referendum to remove the leave protections for abortion and the state of Kansas' constitution. The fact that that went down, not only went down, but went down by close to 20 points in a bright red state of Kansas, should be a little bit of a wake-up call, particularly when you look at the type of voters that came out in record numbers in the big cities and in the suburban communities of Kansas. You know, these suburbs of Kansas are, you know, many of them look very much like the suburbs of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania, where you've got a hot contested Senate and governor's race. They look very much like the suburbs of Cincinnati and Cleveland, where you also have a very hot nip and tuck Senate race, and they look like the Hendersons and the Summerlins here in our home of Nevada. And so I think Adam Paul Laxalt is doing extraordinarily well, as is Guy Lombardo, but I'm a little nervous about the potential that this Kansas vote has for being the electoral canary in the coal mine.
Okay, so what should Adam Laxalt be doing messaging-wise? Is there something he needs to be doing differently over the course of the next 90-plus days?
No, I think he's running a brilliant campaign. I think he just needs to keep sticking to it. It's the economy, stupid. It's the economy, stupid. It's the economy, stupid. And this new Uber tax increase that they call the anti-inflation bill that Joe Manchin caved in on is also going to do nothing to tamp down inflation and is, again, going to raise taxes on small businesses and those individuals out there that are trying desperately hard to climb the economic ladder in this period of hyperinflation. While wages may be going up marginally, they're not going up nearly as quickly as prices are. And we see that every time we go to the gas station. We see it every time we try to buy a carton of milk or a dozen eggs, you know. And I think that is the card that Adam needs to play. He needs to stay far, far, far away from the Roe v. Wade decision. If that should come up, you should say, look, I am a person that personally does not believe in abortion, but I am also a believer in our federal system of government, and the state of Nevada has made abortion legal, and that's not going to change anytime soon.
And I call it Build Back Better Light, and it really everybody feels it, which is awful. I got to ask you though, what is in this bill that gives you any hope that maybe it might cut inflation? Because I can't find anybody on Fox News or Newsmax or anywhere to say it. But everybody in the administration is saying, "Oh, this is going to lower inflation." Is that really true?
Well, I don't believe it is. But if I had to, you know, put my spin cap on for the Democrats and for this bill, it would be that the fact that it promises to reduce the deficit by some between $300 and $400 billion over the next 10 years is something that should have an impact on inflation. If, you know, deficit reduction should help curtail inflation. Now, do I believe the spin I just gave you? No, I do not. But I did it to you, Kevin.
Oh, I love that. I love it. Let me just ask you, though, and I've only got a couple of minutes, but I want to get into this thing of Nancy Pelosi going to Taiwan. I keep asking myself the question, all of this controversy, all of the threats of shooting down planes and things like that, and I keep asking myself the question, why did she go to Taiwan?
I think the secret of that will come out in the future, and I think it has something to do with her husband and private business. I think Nancy has been invested. And by the way, let me just say for the record, you know, from a political and a geostrategic point of view, I support what she did 150%. I think it was courageous and a good thing. But I think below the surface of the talking points, I believe she was protecting some of her and Paul Pelosi's investments.
Is that? Oh, so this is a personal investment deal.
I think so. That's what I don't have proof to verify that, but that's what my instinct tells me. And look, I'm not against her going over there. I'm not against this symbolic message of the person third in line to be president of the United States, who is technically the head of our of a co-equal branch of government, going over there and letting the Taiwanese people know that we stand shoulder to shoulder with them. I think that's a good thing. But I do think there was some personal gain to be had there.
Let me just ask you, in our final 90 seconds, this talk of a big red wave, we've been talking about it for months now. We're down 90-plus days to Election Day. Do you still think there will be a big red wave? Do you think that wave will make its way to Nevada?
Well, my friend, you and I are going to be discussing this next week.
Yep.
At the Battle Born panel discussion that we're going to have on the 11th of August. I think you're going to be the moderator, and I'm going to be one of the keynote speakers. But let me just give you a sneak preview about what I'm going to say, which is that I believe that the red wave is going to be a little bit more of a red trickle nationwide. That's the bad news. I think that we got a hell of a tight race in Georgia, in Ohio and Pennsylvania, and those three can be the determining factors on if Mitch McConnell, who's been a brilliant minority and majority leader, if he stays in the minority or if he becomes majority leader. And I think, unfortunately, that may not come to fruition. But I believe that Adam Paul Laxalt will be elected senator and our representative in the United States Senate, taking over from Masto. And I believe Joe Lombardo will cross the finish line as well and be our next governor.
I think that's wonderful. Niger, I look forward to seeing you at Red Rock Country Club next week. Thank you so much for joining us, and let's do this again soon, okay?
Sounds great, my friend. All the best.
There you go. Niger Innes, the civil rights leader and conservative activist and the national spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality. We know it as CORE. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been hurt in a crash, let me get to work for you.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups.
Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases.